Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
The snack wrap plus Caesar sauce equals extra crispy chicken Caesar-y greatness. Sounds delicious. Caesar sauce at McDonald's for a limited time. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons, all of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. Good to have you aboard tonight. Hanging with you on the deadest night of the sports calendar. All 365 days. This is it right here. The Wednesday after the baseball All-Star game. You did get one piece of NFL news today, Joe, although I don't think it was that significant. I mean, we kind of knew this was going to happen. They're going to let Jimmy G find a trade. How noble of them. How noble.
Noble. Noble businessmen. Aren't they the front office? Aren't they great? I thought you were also going to bring out that the Giants are going back to the retro jerseys.
I saw it for two games they're going to wear them. Yeah, I did see that, Joe. Yeah, two games.
Brought back LT. Meanwhile, they do look a little like the Bills jerseys, too. I mean, it's like a
little... Well, I actually had a friend of mine who's in the business. He's a big Giant fan, and he's, he likes to thump the chest and do all that. So somebody had mentioned him today when he was screaming about it that they look like the old Bill jerseys. So he went, the Bills stole that from the Giants. So I had to go and put him in his place, Joe, and say, no. That is not the case at all. The Bills started wearing the blue, the royal blue with the red outline around the numbers in 74, I believe it was.
Saban was coach, not Nick's father or Nick.
So
Saban.
They wore those from 74 until the mid-90s. With that style, and really the 80s. By the time they kind of took the red off the numbers by the Super Bowl years, but the Giants didn't start doing it until 77 or 78. So I had to shut them down that notion that it was stolen they stole the Giants' idea. No, they didn't. Not at all. Not that it's that important, but they do look sharp, Joe, those Giant jerseys. They look
I think
great.
More teams should go back to them. I know the Dolphins have worn theirs back in the day, but, you know.
Well, this
nice.
Is the cycle of life, Joe. I mean, this is how this is in every sport. Everybody now yearns back for the throwbacks of the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, per se. And 15, 20 years from now, they're all going to want to go back to wearing the jerseys that they wear now. That's just how it, because then the nostalgia will be there for them. That's just how it works. You know that.
Yeah, no, I know. Here's a report quickly. I'm on a good path. 3 cups of coffee per day could help you live longer. I'm up to like 47, so I got to be fantastic.
Wow, look at you. I wasn't done with Jimmy G, by the way. He's allowed. Now, along with that story, I saw a separate story that said that at some sports books, there has been more action on Trey Lance to win the MVP than there's been on Mahomes and somebody else really good, like Matthew Stafford or something. There's people just flying in tickets on Trey Lance to win the MVP.
Trey Lance.
We do welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi, here with you. Sirius XM 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. good to have everybody with us here tonight. Trey Lance getting backed by the public, Joe.
Not Lamar Jackson, Trey Lance.
Well,
I'm just saying, Lamar Jackson can't get any love. And we know about his weaknesses right now and where they are as an offense, one-dimensional still, I believe, with the rushing attack. But you're telling me if we're talking about all the quarterbacks, Rodgers, Dak, Mahomes, Joe Burrow, who else you want to throw in there? Throw them all in. Your boy, Josh Allen, Russell, Dangerous, right? Trey Lance, who had
a completion
percentage at North Dakota State is 61%. Played in only a handful of games. And all of a sudden, this guy that is basically going into an offense that is predicated off of running the football, okay, with Deebo Samuel, and take Deebo out. Let's give him a third of the carries this year. Ty Davis Price and Elijah Mitchell. Trey Lance is going to win the MVP.
Look, I didn't say I found it to be one of the most ridiculous things I've ever read in my life.
It's almost as ridiculous as there must be the same people being drunk and drinking the Kool-Aid on Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams winning the national championship. It's got to be the same, one and the same. West Coast love. Must be Snoop Dogg and Will Ferrell just going back into the whole contingency. Dust off the Matt Leiner jerseys. Dust off Reggie Bush. Here comes the Trojans.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. All right, Joe. So, where were we?
Football? Well, I don't know. Trey Lance?
Trey Lance. Let me just say this, and we got to get to the golf later. I was just sending the Prime Minister my first-round leader bombs that we will divulge into later for the 3M up at the TPC Twin Cities this week. Trey Lance sucks, Joe. I'm just going to lay that out there for you. There you go.
I'm
I'll end it with that.
I'm glad
Trey Lance sucks. All right. And that's going to be, in fact, Joe, I am all in on that under. All in. Give it to me, baby. Under for the Niners. Let's fly. Where they got that at right now, Joe? Is it still 9.5?
I saw 9.5 like a week ago. Hang on. I haven't looked at the NFL really.
Well, your focus is college.
I took the Minnesota Vikings.
You're a college guy. I know the deal.
That's not true.
That's your focus. 9.5 with plus money to the under.
Sold. Sold.
I'm in.
Let's go. Sold. I'm on
Seattle.
They're 9-8.
They're 9-8, 8-9 football team with Trey Lance as the quarterback.
I wish I could have a total on his interceptions this year.
We can bet him to throw the most interceptions if you'd like.
The most.
I saw this today. Let me get this out for you. Hold on. Give me a break. All right. Hold on.
Give the kid a blow. Come on.
All right. Hold on. Let me give you the numbers.
Take them out.
And we did this today on Coast to Coast, actually. That's why I had these for you, readily available. Now if only we can get the computer over there. There we go, Joe. All right. NFL. Looking? Hold on.
All right.
Hold on. Give me a second. Let's figure out where they are at. Under futures and the stats at the bottom. All right, most regular season interceptions thrown. Zach Wilson, plus 800. Davis Mills, plus 900. Trevor Lawrence, 10-1. Justin Fields, 10-1. Matthew Stafford, 14-1. Winston, 14-1. God, he's not even in the top of the list. Where's Trey Lance? 30-1.
Let's do it.
Now, why do they have him at 30-1, Joe? Is it because they know that Shanahan isn't going to let him throw the football? Is that why?
No,
see, it's gonna be hard. Here's the thing. As much as me and you are down on him and we don't believe, you know that Shanahan isn't gonna let him just sit there and throw the ball 40, 50 times a game. That's not happening. He didn't do it with Jimmy G, and he ain't gonna do it with this kid. So they're gonna run the football a lot, which is gonna hinder him getting this 30-1. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
But like Zach Wilson's a favorite for a reason. You know, he's gonna throw the football a lot, and he's gonna throw a lot of picks. But
plus, his division is tough defensively.
Well, I mean,
come on, New England, your team and my team are pretty good defenses. You know that, even though we got the nerd.
So. Rams got a good D.
Outside of the Rams, who do we have? Arizona with no Chandler Jones. Seattle flip a coin.
Humps now. Seattle's. They,
I still like Seattle they, over their total though.
God, Joe, I'd rather bet them to have the worst record in the league than to get over their total.
I have a bet for us that I'm willing to make. I want to see it.
Let's see if you can get me in
for
on
Seattle.
It.
No, probably not. I know I can't.
Let me hear it.
I'm trying to see it. Rashad Penny, regular season rushing yards, 760. 750 and a half, over 112. This kid, if he's healthy, this kid is going to be a beast. I'm telling you. You look at the last five, and I know they drafted Kenneth Walker. I get that. But Rashad Penny was a first-round draft. This kid is an absolute beast.
750 is the number?
750 and a half. Easy. Easy.
What about easy? I don't like that. I don't like when you do that. Easy. That's not...
Carver, easy. Put it on the wood. Easy. All right. Now you like statistical. You need stats to back it up. So let me just go Rashad Penny, okay? Penny, last five games of the regular season. Okay? He had 749 last year, okay?
Okay.
All right? Rashad Penny, you ready? Performances in the last month of the season. Just give me 1 second while it loads. All right, guy?
Yeah.
You ready?
Okay.
December 12th, .137 against Houston, 8.6 yards per carry. Okay? Against the Rams, that was the game, that Tuesday night game. They didn't utilize him. 11 for 39. Bears, 17 for 135, average 7.9 yards per carry. Against Detroit, 25 for 170. 6.8 yards per carry. Against Arizona, last regular season game, 23 for 190, 8.3 yards per carry. Are you kidding me? He played in one, one, two, three, four, five games where he carried more than 10 times. Six games. He had 750 yards, basically, in six games.
Maybe. I'd have to look at the schedule. I have to look at the schedule and see if he can actually stay healthy, which is another thing. I'll tell you who I like already on a lot of his props is Barkley.
Nah, I like Cook.
I'm going to tell you why. Barkley is, I think that now enough time's passed. It's like a year and a half, 2 years since the injury. 2 years, actually, will be September. I think he's going to be back to good form. I mean, and his numbers are very manageable, especially with how much Dable, I think, is going to get him involved. I mean, 6.5 touchdowns, Joe, and 850 yards on the ground. I think that the Barkley numbers are worth playing. I do.
All right.
I don't want to root for the Giants or anything, but I think that Barkley will – I think they're going to be slightly improved with Dable.
Okay. I could see that. The other guy I'm all in on, and we talked about it on the show, that it's so light. Dalvin Cook, 1150 and a half, please.
You love Cook, yeah.
1150, and I love him for MVP if he can stay healthy.
I like his touchdowns more, the 8.5. I like the 8.5 touchdowns for Cook. That's kind of where I'd rather do that than the yards, Joe, because I know he's going to score. You know?
Yeah.
8.5 is light.
You like to put in Madison, too. Ah, you're right. 8.5 is light.
next. We'll come back. Big 12 over-unders. We're back at it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says it.
We got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We continue the march towards college football season with the Big 12 over-unders. We're actually going to try to finish them off tonight and do something, some other lower-level teams tomorrow night. So we got four teams left in the Big 12, Joe, and we got it's a nice night to do that. There's not that much going on tonight.
Right.
Start with Baylor here, who are the defending conference champions. Of course, they were the Big 12 media preseason selection to finish first, although that's a little jaded considering everybody in the Big 12 hates Oklahoma and Texas now. So that's a little hard to take that seriously. The number for Baylor is 7.5, Joe, with the over minus 170, under 7.5 at plus 145. Let's see what we have here. Open at home against Albany. Jeez. I mean, at BYU, week two, Joe, we
that's
love
a great
these
game.
We love that's the and that's already been scheduled as a Saturday night 10:15 p.m. Eastern kickoff.
Can we get a non-location there in Provo 10:10?
You're gonna have to talk to the right people, I guess. I don't know.
That's a Carver and Lisi game. 10:10.
Yeah, that Baylor BYU game at 10 o'clock at night on the East Coast.
That's as good as it gets. Oozes Carver and Lisi.
It does. It does. Week three, home Texas State, at Iowa State, home Oklahoma State, at West Virginia, home Kansas, at Texas Tech, at Oklahoma, Kansas State at home, TCU at home, at Texas. The first thing that jumps out at me, Joe,
the away,
especially from their, they get Oklahoma and Texas both on the road, which is tricky.
And BYU is not an easy game. I know they beat them by 17, 18. But when you go to Provo,
that was at home last year, yeah.
That's not an easy game. Now, Jaren Hall had a big came off an injury. That was his first game back. And they, Tyler Algier did not have a good game for the most part. He got going in the second half. But let me just say this. I mean, at BYU, at Ames in Iowa is not easy. They beat them by 2 at home last year. West Virginia, all right, even though West Virginia plays better at home. We know how I feel about Tech. Brett Venables, he's got the fire hose ready. Good old Brett. And if Sark loses this game, he's a 5.5-point favorite already. If Sark goes 6-6, I'm telling you, he's not going
to
be there.
Well, we'll
whether
get to
he
him
gets
in a
Arch
moment.
Manning or not, yeah. He's not going to be there.
So. No, he's going to be there until Arch Manning plays, Joe. He's going to be there tomorrow.
I don't know. I saw a report in 247.
So.
Let me just say, the report about a week ago after Arch committed, it said that if his name was Arch Smith, he'd be like a three-star recruit.
Look, I've said the same thing about – what did I say to you about Eli a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, but Eli.
What did I say to you about Eli a couple weeks ago?
You said he sucked at Ole Miss.
And what else did I say? I said if his last name wasn't Manning, he would not have been the first overall pick in the draft. He would have been like a late first, second round pick, maybe even a third. Okay? I'm not taking anything away from him. The guy's probably going to the Hall of Fame, but he was the first overall pick because his last name's Manning. He didn't have some extremely ridiculous college career at Ole Miss. He did not. And you know it. You watched a lot of college football.
Well,
you know
he wasn't
great at Ole Miss. He wasn't great.
Yeah, he wasn't putting up like Peyton Manning numbers back in the day at Tennessee, but Peyton could never beat Florida. Let's be honest. It wasn't until Peyton left that T. Martin brought home a national championship. You could say the same thing about Peyton in college.
I don't like this Baylor number, Joe. I'm going to...
Under. Sold.
I don't want to play the under, but I definitely am not paying minus 170 for the
over.
Well, can I
just tell you this? Yeah. Remember last night when you were giving me guff about the 10 wins? Do you see 10 wins there?
Look, I don't think it's impossible, but...
I don't.
They'd have to win the BYU game.
I think that BYU game is going to be tough for them. I really do.
That's a
tough game.
Under
the lights in Provo.
That's a
tough game. Second week of the season, the Cougar. Come on, Cougar.
I'm not going to lie. That's a very tough game. That could swing that number right there for them. That's for sure. Next, Joe, Kansas State, who will have a new quarterback this year.
New,
not to college football, but new to Kansas State. Adrian Martinez, who's been at Nebraska for the last 13 years, still has eligibility. He'll be with the Wildcats. 6.5, again, a heavy juice over, minus 145, plus $125 to the under. Let's see what they've got, Joe. South Dakota at home. Well, there's a win. Missouri at home. Tulane at home. Well, not anymore, Joe. I don't play them anymore since Missouri went to the SEC. Never play them.
Well, this is a restored rivalry.
There you go. Tulane at home, at Oklahoma, home Texas Tech, at Iowa State, at TCU, home Oak State, home Texas, at Baylor, at West Virginia, home Kansas.
Right. Now, I already have my feelings on this.
Are they beating Missouri at home?
They are. But that's all I'm giving them. Meaning they start 3-0. They start 3-0. They're great. 3-0. The great job, Chris Klieman. And I'll just
usually
say this
you're
about the
usually kids. You stump for Tulane. I'm surprised at this. You like the way they performed at Oklahoma last year.
Did they cover? Once they moved the game to Norman and they were catching 26.5, and Michael Pratt was running on a fourth down, everybody was, oh my God, Tulane, the green wave. Lisi called it. Lisi called it. They didn't win a game after that, and everybody that was listening to the show was bashing me, but it didn't matter. They were catching 26.5 on the road. In Norman, week two, they lose 40-35. He gets that first down. Forget it. Maybe Lincoln Riley doesn't get the job at USC. Let me just say this about Kansas State before we go. Mm-hmm. I love Deuce Vaughn. I love Chris Klieman. I hate Adrian Martinez. He's a turnover machine. I don't know who's been in college longer, Hank Bachmeyer for Boise State or Adrian Martinez. But I will say this, and all the K-State backers, Vegas love, all the West Coast contingents, oh, K-State, we love K-State. Bill Snyder, tell me who K-State beat last year. Tell me. They beat Stanford, a garbage David Shaw team that was 3-9. David Shaw, 11-19 over the last 3 years. They beat Stanford, Southern Illinois, Nevada. Okay, there we go. Everybody loves Carson Strong. I forgot. At Texas Tech, TCU, they beat Kansas, West Virginia, who's garbage, and an LSU team that had 35 players not play in a bowl game. Where's the marquee win last year?
I think it's an under. I'd play the under.
Sold.
I would play the under.
I hate Martinez. Martinez is good for three losses.
Under 6.5, I mean, I apologize.
Sold.
Under 6.5.
Let's go. Sold.
I just don't think that's a 7-win football team. I just don't. Not with Adrian Martinez playing. Oklahoma, Joe, the betting favorite to win the Big 12. Of course, only a couple years left for Oklahoma in there. 8.5, that's a low Oklahoma number.
Yeah.
With everybody out the door, of course. Lincoln off to the West Coast, Caleb Williams off to the West Coast, everybody there, Brett Venables now. But again, heavy juice over, minus 180 with the 8.5, plus 155 to the under. That means let's try to find an under. UTEP at home, Kent State at home, at Nebraska.
They're going to start 5-0. Before they
Kansas State at home at TCU. Then they play Texas, of course, down there at the Cotton. Kansas home. Or where they play that now? They, Jerry's World, they play that out at they play at the fair, don't they, Joe?
No, no, they play it in the in Dallas, the Cotton Bowl, the old Cotton
Bowl. Yes, the old Cotton Bowl they play that at, of course.
Right.
Kansas home at Iowa State, Baylor at West Virginia, Oak State at Texas Tech.
I think they're 10-2 at least. I mean, they should start 5-0, and you're telling me you're going to believe in Sark knocking off Oklahoma? I can't do that just because they might have better talent. Until Texas knocks off Oklahoma, I can't do it. And here's the other thing. When we look at totals for Oklahoma, when's the last time we had Oklahoma pegged at an 8.5 when John Blake was there?
I think you're better. You're right. Instead of laying the 180 with the 8.5, just play him to win 10 games. What's the what are they giving you for win 10 games?
115 plus 115.
That's the play.
I already took him.
But I am a little sketchy. You know, and they have Dylan Gabriel now, right? He's playing quarterback for them.
Yeah, I took him in a parlay. You're gonna think I'm nuts. It's a crazy parlay. I took Oklahoma in a couple of 10 wins. I took Oklahoma, UCLA, Oklahoma plus 115, UCLA 4-1, and I took your boy Brian Kelly 14-1 to win 10 games.
Jeez,
I know.
I mean, Joe, they're gonna go 500.
Drinking the Kool-Aid. He's got me. He's got me hooked. I'm wearing this sweatsuit and I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, you're not gonna like that Kool-Aid by December.
I got the headband.
In fact, you might not like it. You might not like it by October. That Kool-Aid. For your boy
there. Think I'm gonna be going to the feds about Brian Kelly by then?
Yeah, your boy Bri. When we come back, Joe, we'll finish with Texas, who's got a very interesting schedule. We'll talk about them, the Longhorns, next. And then we got to give some golf picks too, Joe. We got the 3M. Your boy Finau, the favorite up at the Twin Cities. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Last team in the Big 12, Joe, that we have not gotten to is the Longhorns, Texas. Sark. Quinn Ewers. Got to be interested to see Quinn play, right?
Yeah, the Hamburglar.
See if he can make some money this year.
Took the money from Ohio State and ran. The Hamburg.
Yeah, that's true. Texas's number is 8.5, minus 115 to the over, minus -105 to the under. Tough start for Terry. ULM's got to go to Austin to start things off.
What if Terry beats him?
Stop, Joe. Stop. We love Terry. I know. Terry, but come on.
We love Terry. But he also pulled off and engineered the fifth largest upset in FBS history last year. 32.5-point dogs. Remember with the immortal, the Messiah, Malik Willis leading the way for Liberty?
Yeah, but that's...
Remember that, Malik Willis? Does
Liberty,
anybody
Joe,
think about Malik Willis
Joe,
anymore?
Liberty.
Remember,
Liberty.
Number one draft pick, first overall... Oh, that Malik Willis. Right.
There was something that got there was something that got proved that day. Liberty should never be 30-point favorites over anyone. Okay? They're Liberty for a reason. This is Texas.
You're right.
This is Sark. This is Quinn Ewers at home. Under the lights, first Saturday in September, they are laying the hammer on Terry that night.
You know what? For principle, just because you said that, the way you said that, the way I said that for Atlanta, I'm taking UL Monroe. Because
good.
UL Monroe.
You can take him. I don't even care what the spread is. I'm laying it with Texas that night.
All right, you know what? I'm going to have Terry on the show on Saturday. I hope you're watching college football today. I'm going to invite Coach Fountain on to talk about UL Monroe on Saturday morning. How about that?
Okay.
I'm going to pump him up.
Well, make sure, you know, you better tell him don't lose by 50. Okay.
Don't lose by 50. I'm going to just tell him run the football right down Texas's throat because they can't stop anybody. How about
the next
that?
Week is not going to go well for Alabama, for Texas. They play Alabama.
Are we taking the over now in that game? Whatever, as soon as it's posted, are we taking the over?
They don't have the total up, just the spread?
No, just the spread.
15. 15, man.
Come
I'm
on. How is Texas going to stop the run against Jamar Gibbs in Alabama? How are they going to do that?
Are they really allowed the total up?
They allowed. No, that total is going to be like 80.
Yeah, they got total for the week one games. They don't have the totals for that game. 15? Man, I'm laying it with Bama. Laying the wood, baby. So that's going to be a loss for them. UTSA, my Roadrunners in week number 3.
Let's see how loyal you are. Frank Harris is back.
Well, we'll see what the number is. We'll see what the number is. At Texas Tech, West Virginia at home, the Oklahoma game, of course, Cotton Bowl. Iowa State home, at Oak State, at Kansas State. TCU home, at Kansas. Baylor at home.
At home?
Okay. Baylor at home. I think, Joe.
Go ahead. You're trying to sugarcoat it. I know you are.
I don't know. 8. I don't know if I can get him to 9. I want to. But I don't know if I can get him there. Only because I got no idea how good this guy's going to be. What if he's a hump and then they go 6-6, you know? I think that there's upside for this kid to get him to 10 games.
10 games.
I think that there is. If he's good, if he's as good as advertised. If he's as good as advertised.
Oh, 10 games for this kid.
But I can't justify doing it without actually seeing him physically play for Texas. I can't do it. So
what games do you think they
for that, Joe, I'm out.
All right, so
what games do I think they lose?
Yeah, Bama.
Oh, they're losing Bama.
Okay. Are they losing Oklahoma, where they're one-point favorites?
I think it's a coin flip game.
What about Oak State?
I think they can win that game, but I'll give them a loss just because I know I don't want to upset you. I don't want you to get so
What about man. Iowa State that's beat them the last 2 years and beat them 30-7 last year? Are they going to beat Iowa State
at home? Iowa State's a hump team this year.
Hump team. Okay.
Hump team.
I would much rather have Matt Campbell with my money than Steve Sarkisian.
Give me Sark.
Money burn. Sark and Quinn Ewers, the Hamburglar.
Give me Texas big over Iowa State that day. Big.
All right. So you're gunning for me already. Because I said it now. All right. So this is good. I hope right now, today's date, I hope the Braves ram it so far up your you-know-what.
I mean, that ain't right.
I hope they go 9-0. And then I hope Terry knocks off Texas week one. And then I hope, what do we say, Iowa State? They're probably going to be favorites over Iowa State. They're going to get railroaded in Austin. You're going to have to standing 8 count Texas in that game. Hit him again! Forget the curve, Ricky. Bring him the heater.
Bring him the heater.
Give him the uppercut. The body, the head. Hit the one in the middle, right. Hit the one in the middle.
Remember the one in the middle.
What is that, Rocky 4 or 3? I see three of them.
That's Rocky 4.
Hit the one in the middle, right. Hit the one in the middle.
Isn't that in the Drago fight? That's in the Drago fight.
Is it the Drago fight or the Clubber Lang fight?
No, it's the Drago fight.
It's Drago? Okay.
Yeah, it's the Drago fight. Come on, Joe. So there you go. Big 12. I don't think you were very concrete there. Are you over or under on Texas 8.5?
Under.
Under. Okay. I lean to the over. I think that if the kid's good, I think they can get there. I probably won't play it, though. We have, Joe, the 3M Open in Minneapolis this weekend as the PGA Tour never sleeps. Joe, that's for sure. They never sleep, the PGA Tour. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You got plays for this week or no?
I got two plays.
You got two plays on the golf this week, huh?
Yeah.
Well, look, I know that Finau's your guy.
Yeah, I can't. No, but he's now all of a sudden he's pegged to win this thing. I can't.
Well, that's because Joe, there's only three guys here worth their salt in the field. I mean, Finau, Hideki, and Sungjae Im. I mean, that's, you know, all these other guys aren't on the same level as them.
So what does that mean?
I mean, I'm gonna do something with Finau. I think I'm gonna do a Finau and Im top 10 parlay, Joe. What does that pay?
Why not top five?
I want a little wiggle room. All right.
You're just telling me. I'm not going.
I'm not. I didn't listen. I never said sure thing.
You basically said that at all. Painted a picture like Bob Ross that Tony Finau should be hoisting a cup by Sunday afternoon. That's exactly what you said. You said everybody else is not worthy of being in the same field as Finau.
I'm saying there is a gap between Finau, Hideki, and Im and the rest of the field. There's a gap, okay, in terms of experience, in terms of winning, in terms of a lot of things. There's a gap between those three guys and everybody else. Okay, so we're going to play Finau and Im. I see a plus 570 to parlay them in the top 10. I'm probably going to do that. Small splash on to win. Now, here's who we're going to try to take some long balls with. Now, to Gala, Joe, you know I'm playing him until he wins, at least in these smaller fields that don't have a lot of big studs in them. Poston's been good for me at 34-1. We're going to try him again. Hayden Buckley at 80-1. Matthias Schwab, 95-1. Kelly Kraft, 160-1. Doc Redman, 160-1. And the big bomb of the week, Joe, is Hammer Time. Cole Hammer. 210-1. Cole Hammer. And I have first round leader bombs too.
All right, I have a couple.
What do you got? Okay. What do you got for the 3M?
I got Cam Tringle. Don't call me Twinkle Tringle.
Cameron Tringale. Yes. Cameron Tringale.
Yes, Tringale. And Brendan Steele, 34.
Oh, the Steel Mill. I actually kind of like the Steel Mill this week too, Joe. You're going to go in on Steele?
Yeah, so but here's the thing. I like him at 34-1 to win it.
How about we do this? Let's do something here, something, Joe.
Let's dissect something in the lab. Steele? Who else?
How about this? Why don't we take Steele, Tringale, and Finau, all three of them top 20 parlay.
All right, what does that pay?
Plus 928.
All right.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
Steele's plus 150 for top 20. Tringale's plus 140. And Finau's minus 140. Three of them all together, right, so plus 928. Is that our partner bet here?
Yeah, that's 3M? What I'm doing. Yep. What is Tringale?
He's plus 140 for top 20.
There he is. Okay. Tringale. And Steele is, there he is, 150. Perfect.
And Finau. So plus, you got plus 928, right?
Yep.
All right. $20
bet. $20 bet pays 185. $25 pays 232.
All right. What do you want to do?
I'm gonna do 25 on that. I'm not gonna watch a stitch of it.
All right. So I'll go in. Same thing. That's our play this weekend for the 3M. I also have always. I'll run through the first round bombs for you here for tomorrow. Nick the Dentist Taylor, 80-1. Tyler Dunkin' Donuts, 80-1. Matthias, Don't Call Me Charles Schwab, 80-1. Garrick Higo, 80-1. Callum Tarran, 95-1. Chasen Hadley, 100-1. Kelly Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, 100-1. Justin Lower, 110-1. The Good Doctor, Doc Redman, 140-1. And I'm going to drop the hammer with Cole here as well. 140-1 first round leader.
All right, let's do it.
Skins is $160 for first round leader, Joe.
I have to put him in somewhere. Top five, I got to put Skins.
Why don't you just play him to win?
No.
Where they got Skins at right now? 500-1.
Oh, my God.
Joe, I mean, you got $2 laying around the account. Put $2 on him for a grand. $2.
Oh, God. This guy is
good. Skins.
You know what's going to happen. The one time that he's this price and I don't bet him, he's going to come through. I'm going to be driving around on a Saturday afternoon. Carver's going to be texting. Skins got the lead by 10 strokes.
$2 wins you $1,000. Skins.
All right.
Okay. You're in for skins?
I got to do skins, too.
Jeez. I like it. Good job, Joe. Tomorrow night, Joe, we actually have some baseball games on while we're on.
Finally.
We get the baseball back in the mix. Regular season begins the second half. The stretch run to the playoffs also means we're closer to football, Joe. I'll tell you who we have tomorrow night in terms of baseball when we come back, and we'll wrap this puppy up. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver that's says it.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. So, yes, Joe, baseball back tomorrow afternoon as well. Rangers and Marlins are 1 o'clock Eastern start. Lopez and Gray in that one. The Yankees and the Astros are playing a doubleheader in Houston. I know Javier is going in the first game for the Astros. I think I heard that Tyone's going for the Yankees. And they will play a night game as well. Tigers and A's are going to play two in Oakland. And the Giants and the Dodgers, late night for us, Joe. The late night special, 10 o'clock Eastern, first pitch. So we're going to have something cooking there with the Giants and the Dodgers tomorrow night.
Yes, I like the over already. Shocker.
I'd be careful there, Joe.
Okay.
Could be the night for you to pull out the undercard.
How about this? If I can't go over, I'll go San Fran.
See, I got a feeling, Joe, the Dodgers had so many guys in that game, in all the nonsense with the All-Star game and the festivities, I got a feeling Dave's going to empty the bench tomorrow night. And
so
I think you're going to get...
Then the Giants have a shot, then, plus money.
I wouldn't have a problem betting the Giants. I'm saying I wouldn't go nuts with the over tomorrow. I think the Dodger big bats. Now, if we get the lineup and everybody's playing, then sure, why not? But I think we need to see who's playing for the Dodgers before we commit to the over.
All right, that's fair. But I sort of like the Giants anyway, plus money.
Okay. Fair enough, Joe. Great stuff. Great job by Andrew Torres, as always. We'll be back tomorrow night. Do some more over-unders. We'll have some baseball. Hopefully the golf gets going right for us, too. Sports Grid Radio, Carver and Lisi. Everybody have a tremendous night. We'll see you tomorrow night here on the grid.